This is the Black Christian News Network One Breaking News Podcast. Here are the breaking news stories you need to know about today. According to the Royce report, the elders at a Mexican church found out their pastor groomed multiple girls and molested at least one. After they confronted him, the pastor suddenly fled to Canada, calling the elders on the way to confess to adultery, too. The elders formally banned him from the church and documented the allegations in a letter to other churches, which the Royce report has obtained. Yet the pastor, David Alvarez Sr., is now believed to be ministering at churches in a different part of Mexico and through an online ministry with his son. Documents also show it took years for his sending church in Vancouver, Canada, Victoria Drive Gospel Hall. To acknowledge the extent of Alves' misconduct. At least one church leader reportedly asserted that Alves was simply a victim of character assassination, and one former member of the Canadian Sending Church says he was banned from pushing for an accounting of Alves' actions. According to Black Enterprise, a man in Florida is accused of purchasing luxury goods for himself and other accomplices by fraudulently obtaining millions of dollars in PPP, Paycheck Protection Program loans. In the Southern District of Florida, the Department of Justice has charged 27-year-old Valesky Barossi with fraudulently acquiring COVID-19 relief loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. Barossi appeared in federal court in Fort Lauderdale last week on Wednesday. The Fort Lauderdale man has been accused of applying for more than $4.2 million in PPP loans for himself and his accomplices. According to legal paperwork filed, it is alleged that Barossi, along with his accomplices, received approximately $2.1 million in PPP loans from the fraudulent scheme. He then used the illegally obtained funds to purchase a Lamborghini, Huracan EVO, Rolex, Hublot watches, and clothing from fashion designers Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Chanel. Barossi was arrested and charged with 5 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. Based on those charges, Barossi could face up to 132 years in prison if found guilty. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Here we go. Homosexual sex scene on Athens Acropolis sparks outcry in Greece. Daniel White III says, "Oh, don't do the outcry now. Churches and governments are responsible for sanctioning this abomination in our society, so it's too late to outcry now." According to Greek reporter, a video of lurid sex scenes shot at the Acropolis in the midst of visitors has caused furor in Greece, with authorities investigating the incident. The Ministry of Culture has launched an investigation following the online release of a short film showing two men having sex at the ancient Acropolis in Athens. The 36-minute video, entitled "Ze Parthenon," a wordplay using Parthenon meaning deflowering in Greek, was first shown at the Aristotle University of Thessalonica in mid-December, but came to the attention of the authorities in early January. The film shows two gay men with their faces covered having sex at the Acropolis archaeological site while it is open to the public and full of tourists. The other participants of the film have made a circle around the protagonist for cover, pretending they take photographs of the monument. Visitors to the archaeological site can be seen walking close by. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.